So, Jonathan, I thought we would talk about UFOs.
Sure.
So, do you believe in UFOs?
I think that the chance that there is intelligent life in the universe is overwhelmingly likely, but I don't think they're constantly visiting the Earth to visit people in rural areas and do experiments on them.
Right, stopping by. Okay, so let's talk about some things that people associate with UFOs. First is crop circles.
Crop circles. I think that's a hoax, and it's been proven to be so. There were some students in England who I think reproduced some crop circles, and I think that would be a shame if aliens traveled from distant galaxies just to mess around with our fields.
Right. Like we go to somebody else's planet and we just rubbish through their trash, you know?
It's like, yeah, we're going to travel light years away just to mess with people's heads by putting a pattern in their wheat.
Right. Well, what about the ones in South America? I guess it's not in the crop, but the lines in the desert?
Yes, there's the Nazca lines in Peru. I've actually been there. I took a very small plane, like a Cessna, to view some of those. And some people have postulated that they may be some sort of ancient runways or something like that, but I'm sure that there must be another explanation that's more logical. Unfortunately, there aren't any thousand-year-old Incas around to tell us what they were.
Right. I think the thing that's amazing about those is they cover such a large area, and they're so geometrically perfect. So it seems pretty impossible to do.
Well, one thing I noticed when I was flying in the little plane is that there are quite a few hills in the area which are reasonably high. People have said that it would be impossible to direct the perfection of these things from the ground, but I think from one of these high vantage points it would in fact be possible to direct some of these symbols to be carved into the stone.